Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Overtime. Chris Miles here. So Trent Williams, DeSean Jackson, certainly two birds of a feather. The question is, will that duo fly together again? Yesterday, Trent posted a picture of him and DeSean Jackson on Instagram. I can't read what it said. It was actually in his Instagram story, not like in, you know, a post with a long caption. not made for radio word in there. And of course, we know DeSean Jackson torched the Redskins in week one, that comeback victory for the Eagles, 8 catches, 2 touchdowns, 154 yards. He was a catalyst offensively behind that victory. But it was crazy that 4 years ago, I mean, it's 4 years ago that Trent Williams and DeSean Jackson represented the Redskins on the NFL's top 100 list. It's also even crazier that in February of 2017, so now 2.5 years ago, that it was a small Instagram post that really seems like a huge thing when you think of the state of team now. And it showed basically that both DeSean Jackson and Trent Williams, not only how close they were, but that they were annoyed by the same thing. Now, in that post, it was a picture of Josh Norman, Trent Williams, Kirk Cousins in the middle, Jordan Reed, and Ryan Kerrigan. And the font said, the 2017 season starts now. So it was in February, so it was again right at, it was, I think it was the day after the Super Bowl. Season starts now. Get your tickets. And then the big ticket free agent in the prime of his career, DeSean Jackson, not on that poster. Not mentioned. So on the Instagram post, you know, fans, they can, you can have your own opinions, is fine. But Trent Williams says, Redskins need to do this over and add my man DeSean Jackson ASAP. That's not a good one. For the Redskins. For Trent Williams, perfectly fine. So the Eagles actually host the Lions today. So getting back to the picture of Trent Williams and DeSean Jackson that Trent posted last night or yesterday, you would assume that Trent is in Philly. Now, that may be taking this a step too far. That's an assumption. But let's just say that he is, because it could be an old picture. We don't really know. But could Philly be a destination for both the Redskins' most explosive player they've had in a decade, that's DeSean Jackson, and then also their most reliable offensive player in Trent Williams? I don't think so. Like, let me make sure that my opinion is, I think that's taking it too far. After all, Jason Peters is there, and I know, like Trent, he's on that side of his career where you're like, oh, maybe he's got a few years left, but his best years might be behind him. But they also drafted Andre Dillard, and they moved up in the draft. I think it was the 22nd pick. It's supposed to be a left tackle that they're going to believe in for years. That's, he's the heir to the left tackle throne. That's what you want to call it. So I don't, it's a weird situation to think that Trent would be a target for the Eagles. And if you look at most articles about, oh, who should trade for Trent Williams? Where will he go? Like the Eagles are not in the running, but it's just an interesting picture. And then getting back to the old picture from 2.5 years ago, again, looking at all the players that are still currently on the team, or let's just examine the guys in the picture. Ryan Kerrigan, safe for now. Let's hope he stays healthy. He's a good dude. Everyone likes him. Nothing to say there. But after that, Trent Williams, he has 2 feet out the door. In fact, the door, he's looking at the door like, I don't know if I'm going back in there, but since you won't let me get the keys to the car and go to someone else's house, I guess I just got to sit here on the porch. That's Trent Williams. He doesn't have 1 foot out the door. He's like, he's sitting there like, I'm not ringing his doorbell. Just throw the keys out the window. Jordan Reed, according to Adam Schefter, is contemplating retiring at 29 years old. He's another guy from that picture from 2.5 years ago. Then Kirk Cousins, the centerpiece of that. I mean, he's like 5 quarterbacks ago at this point, right? Alex Smith, Colt McCoy, Case Keenum, Josh Jackson, Kirk, 5 quarterbacks ago. And now Minnesota's, they're thinking of, the report is Kirk Cousins needs to perform better. He's out of here. $84 million contract. We're not sure about this. We're thinking we're going to move on. And the Redskins were never really sure about Kirk Cousins either. And then the other guy in that picture, Josh Norman, Mr. Burnt Avocado Toast himself. Clearly no longer what he used to be. I think Aaron Hawksworth earlier today brought up a good point that it's not necessarily the skill set. It seems like Josh Norman is not, his heart is not there. Not that he doesn't have a heart, but that he used to try harder on plays. It looks as if he doesn't have that same intensity, as if he doesn't believe in the team. So it's amazing. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. What could we gather from seeing Trent Williams and DeSean Jackson hanging out? Maybe they're just being buddies. Maybe he's like, I miss you, little fast fella. It was good to see you in week 1. Let's hang out before week 3 because I'm not currently playing for a team. Maybe it really is just that simple. But why post that on social media when you're not on a current team? Why put that out there? Trent is a very intelligent person. It seems like an odd thing to do if there wasn't a message that he was trying to send. And if you're hanging out with DeSean Jackson, that message is, hey, Redskins, like, trade me. Get me out of here. I don't want any parts of you. That seems like a clear message to me. It's not like it was a picture with Bruce Allen or Daniel Snyder or even Dwayne Haskins. Like, that's the thing. It's not a picture with a current Redskins player. Very, very interesting. And then that, again, that old picture is just, I mean, it's 2.5 years old, and that thing looks like it could be 6 years old at this point. Oh, Redskins in a weird situation with a lot of odd things happening with current players, current head coaches situation. Jay Gruden is clearly on a hot seat. What does that mean against the Bears on Monday? Do we think that this team, you know, you see a coach on a hot seat, and then you see a team play as hard as they can for a head coach. I mean, look, D'Angelo Hall put me in my place on this show one day when I said, yeah, I just don't think that Jay Gruden has that locker room. And he told me the players are still behind him, that they like him, believe in him, think he's a good coach. I guess the rest of us, we view that differently. I don't think a lot of people would say that about Jay Gruden at this point and what has happened with his team over the last 5 years. I think you would say you give the 9-7 season a grade B+, A-. Last year, I think, was his best coaching job, but I didn't think he should have been around for that. So just my 2 cents on the subject. All right, well, the Nationals are on a positive swing. They had a positive evening. We'll get to them next on Overtime.
You know what? From Cancun to Grand Tomb. That's like the Nats. When it comes to their bats, they've hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tomb. For people that don't know, Grand Tomb is a place in Harlem. And we all know where Cancun is. So, the Nationals had a very national-like Saturday night. I mean, it's just, it's a microcosm of their entire season. If you go look at box scores or play-by-play, I would say they've had 40 games just like this. And I don't think I'm exaggerating by saying that. But they're proving to have championship moxie. Like, they just do things that you think, wait, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but maybe they can win a World Series. Maybe. So they have hope. So let's recap what happened against the Marlins. Steven Strasburg, as excellent as he's been all season on the mound, he was contributing with his bat in the second inning.
Here's the 1-2 to Strasburg, swinging a line drive, base hit center field. Combs around third, being waved home. Sierra's throw on the way to the plate, a few hops, the slide, the pop up, the tag, too late. Combs scores on a single to center for Steven Strasburg, driving in his 10th run of the year. Helping his own cause of the Nationals overall, they take the lead with a two-out clutch hit from their pitcher. Here in the second inning, it's Washington 1 and Miami nothing.
Strasburg out there raking. Look at that. 10 RBIs on the season. That's wonderful. So the Nats, that was their only run. It was the game's only run in the first five innings. Nationals, they kept a 2-0 lead. That was until the seventh inning. That's when it got dicey. Bases loaded for the Marlins. Strasburg now rising to the occasion where we're used to seeing him on the bump.
The 1-0 to Sierra. Swinging a fly ball right center field deep, but playable for Adam Eaton. He's under it in deep right center and makes the catch to retire the side. You like it when Sierra hits the ball in the air. And Strasburg is through seven shutout innings and talking to the home plate umpire on his way to the dugout.
So, Strasburg, you just heard it, handle his business. He provided the single run that's more than he gave up against the Marlins. Seven innings, zero earned runs. He left the game, actually, we're being technical about it, 2-0 lead, but a 4-0 lead because in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Nats had already added two insurance runs the top of the eighth. So then Fernando Rodney, look, come in, handle your business. Oh, yeah. It's the Nats. It's the 2019 season. So a four-run lead in the eighth, not safe.
Here's the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball up the third baseline, and Rendon can't get it to his right. That'll roll down the line into the corner for extra bases. Rojas scores from third, and Castro rounds second. He'll hold there as Soto gets it back in. Rodney ready now. To the belt and the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive left field. That's going to be a base hit. It's going to go to the corner. Extra bases. One run is scored. Two runs are scored. Here comes the tying run to the plate. Ramirez scores on a double into the left field corner for Austin Dean on a 1-2 pitch. And the Marlins have scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning against Fernando Rodney.
Now, let's not overlook something here. Thinking about the future. This is doom and gloom for just 1 minute. Bear with me. So, Anthony Rendon's contract situation not handled, and he's having an MVP caliber season. Was it 34 home runs, tied for the team lead, third in the National League in batting average? I think it's 328. And he's not locked down for the future. Steven Strasburg has an opt. He can opt out, not locked up for the future. You see what's happening here? So imagine you do your job. You do your job. Right? Strasburg, seven scoreless. It's like imagine cleaning your house, everything's neat, and you come home and there's apple juice on the floor. Oh yeah,
you got to take care of your kids, right? So you clean that up. But that's exactly what Fernando Rodney just did. Just dropped apple juice in the middle of the floor. So you know who needed to clean that up? The Nats bats in extra innings. So no decision for Strasburg despite an amazing no earned run start. We go to extras in the 10th. Those Nats bats are like mops cleaning up the mess. Timely hitting. Brandon Dozier, Adam Eaton, Juan Soto all drive in a run apiece. The base is still loaded for Kurt Suzuki, who had an appetite for destruction at the dish.
The 1-2 delivery. Swing a line drive, base hit left field, headed toward the corner. Eaton will score. Rendon jogs for the plate. Soto is trying to score. Here's the relay throw home. Soto slides in. It's cut off. Kurt Suzuki's first at bat in over 2 weeks is a bases clearing. Three-run double. The Nationals have scored six in the 10th, and they lead the Marlins 10-4.
You heard it. Nat scored six runs in the top of the 10th. They get the victory 10-4. So here's why that's important. The Nationals maintain a one-game lead over the Brewers in the wild card standings and a three-game lead with nine games to go to just get into the postseason. So their probability of getting in, it was at 92% already. So just up that tick a little bit more to like 94, 95, whatever you know, probability, whatever. But what's key is we could have an amazing night here in D.C. That play-in game between the Nats and what looks like will be the Brewers, they both have 85 wins apiece. The Nationals have two less losses, so they're in position where they're also favored to, you know, win that battle with the Brewers. That means we're going to have most likely a one-game playoff here in Washington, D.C. Now, for a town craving a huge sports moment, outside of the Capitals, this is the most promising thing we're going to have for a while. Mystics playing for a WNBA championship, that's a high probability. They need one more win to do that. But I think as far as captivating the area, this is a thing. We just have to pay attention and be ready for it. So I think what the Nats did last night, that's something that's exciting. That, wow, look how crazy of a comeback. That's what they've done all season. I mean, you get to the eighth inning and you hold your breath. You just hope that in the postseason it doesn't cost them. You know what cost Antonio Brown? His off-the-field antics, including he spent the morning tweeting and then he deleted the tweets as if we couldn't see them. Yeah, that's up next.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.